You are now listening to The Truth Be Told Show with Brandy Kylie.
Hey, loves, and thank you for tuning in to The Truth Be Told podcast. As stated, I'm your host, Brandy Kylie, and if you're new to The Truth Be Told Show, welcome. This show is basically all about giving you practical tips and strategies to help you live your best life. I share some of my journey with you and occasionally interview women who I feel embody everything in terms of purpose and passion and talent and community service. And so I interview these women to see what advice they have for those of you that are listening, to encourage you and to encourage me and all of us, to encourage one another to keep going and to keep pushing no matter what obstacles life brings our way. So I know that was a mouthful, but if you're new tuning in, I like to every now and then give you that little information about the podcast. So last week was super, super challenging because I had so much going on. Everybody in my family was sick. I was sick. Zach was sick. Brian was sick. And if you know how it is, if you're a mom or a parent out there, when your kids are sick, it's like, uh-oh, I have one job. I have one job, and that is to make sure that you are happy and that you are healthy and that I'm taking care of you. So when Brynn was sick, we did some things at home and it wasn't working, so we had to take her to the emergency room. We were there for several hours, but everything worked out. She's doing well now. And so, yeah, for this week, I just wanted to get on because I made a whole podcast, the last episode, about staying positive and staying focused throughout the week. And the reality is that sometimes you can have the best intentions for your week and it still turn out to be crap. So just have some patience with yourself, have some grace with yourself. And whenever you see that things aren't working out, no matter what you're doing, I think the best thing is, for me, is I just kind of like lay low. Like, I'm like, okay, this is what this week is going to be like. I just need to chill. I need to rest. I need to reset and I need to refocus. So I wanted to tell you guys, though, that I made a post on Instagram and I was talking about the platforms such as Truth Be Told, the spaces that I like to create for women of color, because I think that's really important for us to feel like we have spaces to go where we are heard, where we are seen, where we are understood, and where we don't have to fake it till we make it. So if you are tuning in and you are from the Nashville or surrounding areas, I will be hosting in collaboration with Triluna Wellness, which is a wellness and event company in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be hosting, an evening of self-care. It will be at Nido Nashville, I believe, from 7 to 9 p.m. on Friday, March 29th. So if you're in or around Nashville, Tennessee area, please hang out, come through, have some fun. We're giving away gift bags. We're having crystals. We're having guided meditation. It's drinks. It's cocktails. It's food that's going to be there, like finger food, things like that. So we're going to have a good time, and we're all going to be able to let our hair down and kind of just discuss self-love with the founders of this company. It will be kind of like a Truth Be Told interview live. So I think it would be a good idea, really exciting, really super fun for you to come out. And I'd love to meet everyone who supports the podcast and everything that I'm doing. But here was my post that I posted. I said, I think each of us have our own little missions in life, and mine is very clear to me: to use my talent, skills, and resources to create spaces and platforms that uplift and empower women of color. I am not creating from a place of all women, because my experience in life is that of a Black woman, not all women. My past experiences have taught me that seeking empathy and understanding about my sick kid when I miss work or any of the other day-to-day tasks and struggles that I encounter is a waste of time, and it's best to just suck it up and smile before I miss my chance to be seen as a leader. I'll read the rest and then I'll kind of explain it. That I can get a B minus and barely pass my class, even though I'm, quote, a really good writer and seem to understand the content well. But, and there's always this qualifier, my professor wishes I would have expanded on the topic a bit more. And so I expand just a little bit more in hopes of receiving a fair grade, only to barely pass and make the mark of a B minus. So while I don't have to repeat the class, I receive a grade I don't deserve without a second thought. Sometimes I don't want to be 10 times better or brighter. I just want to be. These types of exchanges and feelings over a continuous period of time are unhealthy and further perpetuate feelings of inadequacy that aren't conducive to growth, expansion, or self-love. So no, what I create isn't for all women. It's for Black women, specifically because we deserve that much to be seen, to be heard, to be understood. I will forever hype us the fuck up. When I wrote that, I felt like everything was just accumulating in my life. I am not a, what is this? Sorry. I am not an entrepreneur right now. I am currently working for the number one charter school network in the Chicago, Illinois area. And so I work at a high school that is a top high school in Chicago, and I work with students who have behavior disorders and disabilities, helping to give them accommodations in the classroom that are academic as well as behavior accommodations, and training the staff on disabilities and students with disabilities, what that will look like in their classroom and kind of what to expect from these students, and teaching adults how to interact with them, how to still have high expectations for them and things like that. So what I do is super, super, super important. And I don't want us to always think like being a girl boss means that you have to totally ditch your job and create your own business. If you feel like that's something that you've been called to do, great. I think it's a beautiful thing, but it's work. It's work, and it's a hustle 24/7, just like showing up to your job is as well. So just my advice would be to make sure that you're doing something that you love, that you're walking in your purpose, and that you are impacting other people's lives in a positive way. But don't get caught up on whether you're working for yourself or not, especially in this day and age. Everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur, and the people that are, I think is a great thing, like I said, but they should be looking to see, okay, how can I scale my business? How can I make this a company where I can hire other Black women to work for me, right? And I can create spaces and environments, and I can create my company that works and operates from a perspective where I understand what it's like to be a Black woman, to have a family, to have children, to have all of these cares and concerns, and think about that in terms of how you can provide opportunities for other women to be successful with your company and the things that you're doing. So I just wanted to pop on and say that I want you guys to know that you don't need permission. You don't need permission to walk in your purpose. You don't need titles and fancy titles and things like that. You just need to believe in yourself, and you need to be consistent and continue to create from a space of clarity and from a space of love. And whatever you have to do to get to that point, whatever you need to do to stay in that space, do that, because what you have to say is important. What you're creating is important, and it is going to help other people, and it is going to impact people's lives in a positive way. So don't forget that. Don't get stuck in your head thinking, oh, I wish things were like this, and trying to get things to be perfect. Just continue to be dedicated to your big goal, and know that I am supporting you, and you hopefully have other women around that are supporting you as well. So I just wanted to give you that bit of encouragement for the week. I am happy that I'm not sick anymore. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you guys have had an amazing week, that you have a great weekend where you get some things done, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Get the-